Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Jonathan Rollins, one half of Silver Hender. The reason it's only me is because I'm the one of us who's seen the show, The Circle. I don't think Amat's even watched it at all, which makes me question his judgment, because this show is a fucking banging show. So because I can't have Amat on, I'm going to bring on Cassandra Klotzkov, a friend of the pod, who's been on a few times. One of our first guests, too. And I'm sure most of y'all know her anyway. But we'll talk about it because she, like me, plowed through this show in maybe two or three sittings. And I've had a crazy run with this show. I started with season one, Sandra and I watched together. And then season two came on shortly thereafter. And Sandra couldn't hang, so I just stayed up the entire night until 2 o'clock in the morning watching every single episode because I was hooked. There's something about this show. It's not like high level like The Bachelor or any of these other top reality shows, but something about it is gripping and fucking fantastic. And those of you that don't know about the show, it's basically they try to create the environment of social media in a hotel that's supposed to be in Chicago, but I found out that it's in England, but whatever. And they create this thing, and then they have the whole dynamic of you trying to be an influencer, getting a blue check and kicking people out and blocking people is what they call it. It's great. It's great television for me. So Cassandra's into it too, and I'm going to bring her in so we can talk Circle season 5. Already 5 seasons. Feels like the show just came out. And if you haven't watched it, spoilers are coming. So I would suggest that you pause it, binge it. Welcome back. Now it's time to get into it. So without further ado, I'm going to get to Cassandra and my conversation about The Circle season 5 and all its glory. Sandra.
Hey, Jonathan.
When you called me earlier, I answered my phone the way I do because I didn't look at it. I just answered it with my headphones.
And
I answered,
Jonathan
Rollins, how may I help you?
Ja, det var verkligen så corporate. Jag bara, ja, det var Cassandra Klatskov.
I don't know, man. I don't know who it is. A lot of times, a lot of the phone calls I get is for the comedy club. I don't know. Don't judge me.
Man måste vara professional då.
Yeah, man. Is that a big enough of a an offense for you to block me if we're in a circle?
om du talar till mig på det sättet eller om du svarar mig så.
Yeah, if I talk to you like that, it's like.
Ja, eller jag kunde typ om jag var typ the secret hacker så kanske hade jag fuckat upp.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about all of that. Well, we're here to talk about The Circle season 5. I want you to first tell me about your relationship to this reality series.
Jag upptäckte The Circle, det var säsong 1. Då var jag i Sri Lanka på en 6 veckors lång semester. Så jag var där väldigt länge och de här avsnitten släpps ju, vad är det, 3 veckan eller något sånt där. Är det det?
I think the first one dropped full season and then they started
Nej,
doing.
De kom också så där
okay.
Med lite paus. Så att jag alltså jag tror att jag typ hade alltså ibland så typ varvar jag Netflix. Alltså det känns som att jag har sett allt som finns på Netflix. Och då var det här det enda jag inte hade sett. Alltså jag tyckte inte alls att det lockade mig på något sätt. Men jag var bara så här, det här är perfekt. Jag kallar det bakgrunds-tv.
Pass the time.
Jag ligger liksom inte och stirrar på skärmen. Jag kan ligga med mobilen samtidigt eller gå runt och som Sandra också gör hemma hela tiden. Man håller på med annat samtidigt som man tittar på en serie. The Circle är perfekt för det. För man kan lyssna på det också. Man behöver inte titta bara hela tiden.
Especially, yeah, that's a good point. Because they do all of that, they read everything that's on the
They read what they're, yeah. So it's very like, yeah, it's easy to listen to. Det kunde ha varit en podcast. Men jag började kolla på det här / lyssna när jag var i Sri Lanka. Blev besatt. Jag minns att mina vänner som inte tittade med mig, de fastnade för att det alltid var så här: message. Och sen så säger de vad de det här blev liksom ett sätt så, det här blev ett sätt som vi kommunicerade på den här resan. Message, jag är hungrig. Hashtag.
Oh yeah, the hashtags now. They go nuts.
Men sen har jag bara så här, jag tror inte, jag kanske inte har sett alla säsonger. Jag är lite osäker, men jag har i alla fall sett 3 eller 4 säsonger. Och den här senaste säsongen, 50 är det va? Väntade jag med. Jag började inte kolla direkt när den kom. Så när jag började kolla på den, då fanns alla utom de 3 sista avsnitten ute.
Oh, smart.
Så jag hade en riktigt nice binge. Det var så en helg där jag bara gick igenom alla avsnitt. Det var riktigt nice faktiskt.
Ah, nice. Well, first things first, I'm gonna go through the all the players from the first episode. That's the thing. Sometimes I think it's a little unfair that they drop players in, but it still makes it fun. Something about what they do is good. But we began with 4 players at first. We got Xanthi, a model who's going to say, I don't want to be a model because models get judged and become a preschool teacher. Then Brian is playing his daughter, Brittany. I don't know if he's ever seen the show before. Brett. There's Brett who comes in and seems kind of like... Brett's kind of like a frat boy. And then Raven is a deaf woman and has her interpreter, Paris, there. And right away... My favorite was Raven. Who was your favorite right away out of the first one?
Oh, Sama.
Raven. Yeah, and then they brought in Marvin, who is Nigerian dude, Nigerian born guy who's playing a personal trainer, but he's really an engineer. Then there was Sam, who's just a straight up girl from Brooklyn or New York City.
Älskar henne.
Yeah, Chaz and Billie Jean, but Chaz is the wait. Billie Jean was her real name, but she was playing Bruno, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just det.
And who was Chaz? Why can't I remember Chaz?
Chaz är ju han som kom tvåa.
Yes. Yes, the dude for the gay brother, actor. Yeah. Was he bisexual?
Jag tror det.
Okay, I thought he was just gay. I thought Sam was bisexual. Well, yeah, so that was the first 8. And
yes.
Immediately I noticed how many minorities there were. That's one thing that stood out to me.
Men det tycker jag de har varit bra på nästan alla säsonger. Att det verkligen är en good mix av HBTQ i plus personer och svarta och icke-vita generellt. Jag tycker om människor som obviously typ inte har massa pengar. Alltså det hade varit skittråkigt om alla hade det gott ställt och var vita som var med i det här programmet. Man blir väldigt glad när folk som verkligen har kämpat och inte har det så lätt ekonomiskt också vinner. Alltså det har ju hänt flera gånger och man blir så jävla glad.
Yeah, and there's always, each season they have the episode that tugs at your heartstrings to tell you how rough somebody had it or, you know, all of the storylines and things like that. But that first episode, we found out who made the best first impressions when Raven was an influencer.
Mm.
And then she blocked Brett right away.
just det.
And Brett was out, man. Brett was gone.
Mm.
Yeah, but I didn't feel that bad. I felt like he kind of got lost in the chat, and I'm trying to strategize as if I'm going to be on the show because I would go on there myself if I could. But
yeah, that's a lot of me.
I think I would be myself, and then I would, I would like talk a lot, and it feels like there must be rules that they don't tell us because
who mean
it? It's not enough chats going on. If I'm in this thing.
Jag har också tänkt på det att de blir så emotional och attached till varandra. Mm. Och sometimes så blir jag så här, hur känner ni varandra? För vi har inte varit med i hela det här händelseförloppet. Hur ni har kommit så nära när de är så, min besties, best friends for life. Är så här, ni har typ pratat om fyra saker. Alltså, ja, men det är nog väldigt mycket chattande som pågår som vi inte får se. Så är det säkerligen.
And Chaz was also voted influencer, and he had to block somebody. But they made that the cliffhanger for the for the second episode. They love them some cliffhangers, and he blocked Xanthi, our model, but not. And Xanthi was out. But then they got to join together and be Jennifer.
Yes. Så Brett, vad heter han? Brett och
Xanthi
fick en andra chans och gick in som en ny karaktär som de inte fick bestämma, utan de fick en karaktär.
Yeah, they just had this woman who was 51 and then they had to create a profile. And I thought for sure, which I always think when somebody gets a profile like this, not the first time Circle has done it, but I always feel like they're gonna fuck it up somehow. Like the one guy one season who had to was supposed to be a makeup artist. And then he had to do something with art.
Nej, men alltså, jag tycker verkligen att jag också överraskades av hur långt de kom. Jennifer.
Yeah. Or the one guy who was pretending he was a golfer. And the dude asked him a golf question. It's like they always get away, man.
Jag vet, det är så sjukt.
These catfish. And, but that's one of my problems with the show a little bit is that it feels like they feel like they're hunting catfish at first.
Ja, och grejen är, det är ju inte konceptet, men det är som att de som är där inne, som inte är, alltså som spelar sig själva där i The Circle, att de, deras main focus blir att hitta who's the fake, alltså vem är catfish. Det är inte det tävlingen går ut.
Exactly, it seems like every season they fall into that trap of being like, you know what, I think that's that's the only bad quality somebody can have, is being fake. Like you could just be a dick.
Ja, verkligen.
Like if it's not like if you're being yourself, then you're automatically not a catfish.
Jag tycker typ det är värre också när de är sig själva, men ljuger om detaljer. Alltså.
Yeah. Like Xanthi.
Eller Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz did. Yeah, talk about his job. Yeah.
Why? Varför kunde han inte berätta att han var förlovad? Varför skulle han fejka att han var singel?
I think they had a thing though. They picked all people that are saying they're single. I think so. Because they said this was supposed to be the messy season or whatever of the circle.
Okay.
And that makes me wonder how much chats we miss because. I've never seen them get as graphic as they did with Raven and Marvin, who hit it off.
Och Tamira. Alltså, det blev ju verkligen...
Oh, yeah, we'll bring her in later,
Full on sexting.
Yeah, yes, I was surprised.
In the circle.
And it makes me wonder if more people done that in the past, and we just haven't seen it.
Ja, och man undrar också hur långt de faktiskt gick. Vi kanske bara fick se
en liten del av det nu. But that's when I developed my favorite. When they started like talking dirty to each other. My favorite person on the entire show. Guess who it is?
Jag vet inte.
Paris.
Det är min också.
There's something about this guy, man.
Jag är besatt av honom.
He needs
jag
to be on there.
Det provocerar mig dock. Det provocerar mig att hon är så... han hade ingen influens på mig. Han har bara varit där som en tolk. Men det är ju inte sant. Alltså för att han är ju högst involverad i allting. De är bästa vänner, eller de är goda vänner sen bara high school eller någonting. De känner varandra. Tänk dig ha din best friend med dig. Du bor med din best friend som är din tolk i tv. Men de kommunicerar ju hela tiden. Så jag tycker ändå att det är Raven och Paris som var där.
No.
Jo.
I feel like we never saw him give advice. We only saw him interpret.
De klippte nog bort det.
Okay. Alltså, well, when you put it that way.
Han var så mycket in his emotions. Man kunde se uttryck på honom. Han reagerade på saker hela tiden. Det är inte som att han satt där och var helt...
No, but I don't think he needs to be... No, he wasn't neutral, but he was supportive as far as like dancing with her... Expressing what she needed to say for them so that they can write her messages. And but like when they chatted, Marvin said something, sent the picture. That's what it was. When Marvin sent the and then Paris just falls down, sliding down the couch, like, oh my god, he's fine. I was dying about that. And at first I liked Marvin. I thought Marvin was like an innocent,
cute boy.
Cute, innocent guy, and then he turned into fuck boy.
Ja, han fuckade upp där. Det gjorde han. Jag tror han menade väl, men han var bara dum. Alltså han lät bekräftelse styra hans val. Det var dumt. Han kunde ha kommit långt.
Yeah, I think so too. He fucked up. Oh, I want to talk about some other fuck ups. But then Jennifer comes in and then we get to meet another player. Who came in? Tom, an Englishman.
Tom, älskar Tom.
I liked Tom a lot, and he's actually not one that was broke. You know, he was part of the. He said technically he was in line. If a bunch of people die, he could be the king of England. So yeah, he's in the line to the throne. Yeah.
Oi.
He lived in like a royal property. Look at you! Okay. Oh, you about to get jump and slide in his DMs now?
Hej Tom. jag tyckte om honom. Jag tyckte han var, alltså till en början tyckte jag han var väldigt platt, men nu hoppar jag fram lite. Men det kom ju till en punkt när de alla ifrågasatte liksom, har han djup eller inte. Och när han då visade sårbarhet och faktiskt pratade, alltså man märkte ju verkligen ett skifte i honom, hur han förändrades under säsongens gång. Att han, att han började prata om så här, jag har alltid använt min humor. Han var ju komiker, hur? Han jobbade med comedy.
Most att, important här, job in the world.
Verkligen. Tack till alla komiker. Men att han var så, jag har alltid använt humor som ett skydd. Och att han liksom insåg det, att han vågade dela det. Och att man stod han där och grät över saker. Jag tycker det var väldigt fint att se den utvecklingen i honom.
Yeah, I liked it too. You can tell he's a loyal dude, you can tell that. But when he came in, he kind of was, all about joking and having a good time. And kind of hit it off with Chaz and Jennifer right away, pretty much. So that was cool. But in the first rating, Sam had come in last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, glömt. Mm-hmm.
And Sam tried to make it all better by... reaching out to people, which is what I would do, man.
That's what you have to do. Alltså så här, om du känner, okej, varför kom jag sist? Alltså programmet går ju ut på, det har vi ju lärt oss nu efter 5 säsonger, att du ska bygga connections till folk. Alltså, och våga, alltså jag tror verkligen så här, rakt igenom alla säsonger har det ju visat sig att folk som vågar vara sårbara och äkta. Och såklart bryr sig och visar empati och omtanke för andra, det är ju de det går bra för.
Yep. Yeah, don't get called out on stuff. And that's why my early favorite was Raven, because it felt like she was the most genuine, and it felt like...
Yep.
And then I started thinking maybe people look at it like, oh, everybody likes her, so now she's too much of a competition. But she was the early favorite.
Alltså, jag tänkte på det. Har du tänkt på det den här säsongen? Att, alltså, att det kommer alltid till en punkt tidigare säsonger där de mest omtyckta... det är oftast två allianser ju. Två sidor.
Ja.
Och att det finns alltid... någon som är den mest populära, kanske mest genuina personen. Och att den personen ändå till slut blir bortvald, alltså nerslussad i the ratings. För att den personen är ett så stort hot.
And all of a sudden number five.
Riktigt, ja, exakt. Och jag tyckte typ aldrig att det hände den här säsongen. Jag tyckte liksom, alltså det var ju typ Chaz och Raven som alltid var i toppen throughout hela säsongen. Jag tycker det var intressant att det var så den här säsongen faktiskt.
One person who was quiet the first few episodes was Brittany, which was played by her dad Brian, who was just kind of along for the ride.
Vad gjorde han? Alltså, varför var han catfish? Det var ju någon som sa när han åkte ut sen, som bara så här, varför spelade han inte sig själv?
Raven alltså, said
han
that
hade kommit, ja, det var Raven. Så han hade kommit så mycket längre som typ the circle dad.
Yeah. Which turned out to be a good strategy by Jennifer, who kind of turned into the circle auntie or whatever. Yes. Who everybody kind of looked up to Jennifer, who was played by Brett and Xanthi. But they had this game, Truth or Dare, and then people started looking at Brian, this 50-year-old man, who's answering questions like a 50-year-old man, and thinking he's killing it, too.
Yeah.
Just like,
han hade för bra självförtroende rakt igenom sitt.
He keeps rocking back and forth and smiling all big. Yeah, yeah. I see you. I see.
Och den här catfish-tröjan som han hade tryckt.
Man, this guy.
Why?
He was so corny. But he seemed like kind of innocent too. It was kind of cute or whatever. But then everybody started being suspicious of him. And and that was when that Raven and Marvin had the sexy talk. And then Chaz and Raven still in the top again.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And then we had another cliffhanger. And they chose to save Sam because they could only save one person. Hadn't seen that before, I don't think.
Right.
What is
it?
Where they pick who they're going to save. And they had to do it right there when they're sitting like in the room.
Just that.
And Chaz saved Sam, who had they had started calling each other. She called him her husband, her gay husband. I thought that was cool. And Raven saved Marvin, who, you know, that was her flirt. And she was his queen, as he said. She's my queen. I don't know if I ever seen anybody that happy when he's reading the message. It's a Allah. Oh my god.
Så jävla glad. Och hans gulliga tandställning också.
Yeah, he got his braces on. No, never had a shirt on.
Never.
Never had a shirt on. Oh, she's looking good, isn't she? She's looking good. Oh, my God. She's trying to flirt with me. Oh, my God. So, it's like, relax, man. What's wrong with this? This dude's an engineer?
I'm always so corny. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they saved them, and then they played single Pringles, where they created a dating profile for the other players.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they decided who they were going to block. And they decided to block Brittany, who I thought was going to stick around, just try to make a sisterhood type of thing. But Brittany was just too... He was just bad. He's the worst player I think I've seen.
Oh, fuck this. Sims.
And then Andy went to see Raven. I thought that was cool, too.
It was good with Matt.
Yeah. Then we had a return of someone to the circle, Shuby. I thought he was going to win the first one. He was on the first season.
Yeah, man. Han kom ju tvåa i säsong ett.
Yeah, even though the guy who won, I forget his name, Joey or whatever it was, he was a really... I liked him. You don't like Joey? He was like they just kind of had a macho thing, but you could see it drop down the whole... by the end of the show. He was just like a sweetheart. And him and Shuby were at the end. And Shuby was back. It was good to see him. But he's not meant to be a catfish.
No.
The best stuff about him is him just being a genuine dude.
Ja, verkligen. Och han fick ju en karaktär som han inte fick bestämma över. Så det var ju en snygg tjej.
Indian.
Som hette Sasha. Indian. Och han kunde inte spela rollen.
And then he went hard too, trying to get an alliance formed and just getting aggressive. And
han gjorde så många tabbar.
That's what got him eliminated eventually, because he put together this thing to try to get an alliance formed and invited kind of too many people.
Han bjöd ju in alla newbies, som han kallade det.
Yeah.
Alla som kommit in sent och sa bara, nu kör vi är en alliance, nu kickar vi ut. Och det var ju idiotiskt. Ingen skulle vara med. Han hade också varit där i typ en sekund. Eller
And everybody's like, whoa, some people were with it, some weren't. And there was also Tamira, who came in at the same time as Sasha.
Ja, men Tamira var ju också en påhittad karaktär.
Right. Alltså, it was her girlfriend. Yeah. It was this really tomboy girl.
Lesbian girl.
Yeah, lesbian girl whose girlfriend is who she wanted to portray because she wanted to kind of lure people in and flirt and stuff. Mm. And flirt she did almost immediately. Marvin, like, let me look at her profile. Oh my God, she's good. She might be my other queen. Raven is still number one.
He plötsligt hade han två queens. Han kallade dem båda queens.
Yeah.
Och här var det här blev ju ett triangeldrama som var... Alltså ärligt talat, när Raven fick reda på att han hade haft en flirty situation med Tamira, alltså jag tyckte så synd om Raven då, för man såg verkligen att hon blev hurt på riktigt. Det var liksom inte bara så här att hon blev hurt in the game of the circle. Det var real emotions där.
Yeah,
det var lite sorgligt att se.
I always kind of side eye people that take it too seriously in these
things. Alltså det är dumt. Yeah. Men det var jobbigt att se.
Yeah, that's true. And then Paris was like trying to be supportive, but since he didn't really get involved and stuff like that, he didn't really get too supportive.
Nej, inte vad vi fick se i alla fall. Paris var med mycket mer än vad vi fick se.
So Tamira outed Marvin just by trying to play strategically and have a girl talk about their date, because she chose to go on a date with Marvin. And which Raven thought was a good idea, because he can see how much, you know, she means to him and all of the stuff that she was saying. Mm-hmm. And Marvin went in and starts trying to cyber sex with her too.
Fy fan, alltså.
And it was funny because she's on the other end, like trying to keep up with his dirty talk, and she's just completely not interested. It's hilarious when you see somebody talking to a catfish like that.
Oh.
It's great. And he basically burned his own bridge because Tamira has a group chat, tells the girls all of the Marvin sending pictures and talking dirty. And then Raven is crushed, saying that she thought she was his queen. And Marvin, and then they cut to Marvin, who's just sitting over there doing a puzzle.
Helt, alltså han var, han blev så chockad också när det här kom fram, bara, men gud, alltså han hade liksom, men han var helt clueless, en dålig fuckboy, alltså väldigt dålig det han gjorde.
Yeah, and then they voted.
Yep.
And what a surprise, Marvin's in the bottom. And it wasn't until he reached out to Chaz that he realized, oh man, I made a mistake.
Please, you have to help me, Chaz.
Please tell me what I have to say to show Raven she is my queen to make it better.
Oh, jag tyckte ändå lite synd om han då. För att han var bara stupid.
Yeah, he was stupid, but still. It, I mean.
Yeah.
But then it came that they had this Sasha. It backfired her move, or Shuby's move. And she gets kicked out. And then when she gets kicked out, she gets to go, or he gets to go to Jennifer and finds out Jennifer is Brett and Xanthi. And Shuby thinks that's funny. And then because he chose to visit her, or Jennifer, Jennifer got the power to be a hacker and go mess something up. Yeah, a
secret hacker.
And I thought...
Also, att Jennifer då fick... låtsas vara någon av de andra spelarna.
And send messages. And it was like 2 days before they got exposed too. So it was like people had to think back or whatever. It was pretty good twist. And executed almost to perfection.
Faktiskt. Det gick väldigt bra. För det de valde att göra var ju att spela som Chaz. Och skrev till Sam. Som då, de hade ju en väldigt nära relation. Och vad var det han eller Jennifer då egentligen
to talk shit about Tamira.
Just det, för att kicka ut henne. Och det lyckades ju nästan, för att Sam lyssnade ju på Chaz och voted att Tamira skulle hamna sist i hennes rating, så det påverkade ju Tamira, men Tamira åkte inte ut.
Yeah. All right. Because they Raven and Sam end up being top two. Sam's done a full turnaround. They get top two. And then we got a cliffhanger and come back and find out that they got rid of Marvin. Emotional decision.
Verkligen emotional decision. Absolut inte strategiskt eller smart.
I was like, what are y'all doing? You know, like, even, no matter what, Marvin is going to have you as his number one. He's gonna have you, he's trying to make up. You have him on the hook to do whatever you need. Get rid of Jennifer, who Sam amazingly broke it all down. Remembered like that Jennifer's the only one who can know that this this and this and put it together, and then Chaz for some reason Tom is definitely
alltså de var helt clueless, alltså också att så här, på tal om det, att jag tycker generellt den här säsongen att det inte var, alltså det var inte så mycket, det var väldigt mycket känslomässiga beslut generellt, tycker jag, rakt igenom den här säsongen. Och jag tycker att folk inte var, alltså jag tycker att det har varit mer drama tidigare säsonger. Alltså det största dramat den här säsongen var ju kanske det här triangeldramat. Och sen också, alltså den mest strategiska spelaren här var ju Jennifer.
Yes.
Rakt igenom.
Brett was good, man. Brett, him and Xanthi.
De var en bra kompression.
Yeah. Yeah, because they kept each other from being too emotional.
And hon var ju mer åt the emotional side. Men han var mer logisk. Och det var en bra kombination.
Yeah, and he said, I think when they voted Marvin, one of them said, they went emotional. They couldn't believe they were still there. They knew, everybody knew they were the hacker by then. Somehow, what'd you think of the, what was his name that came in late? The last one, the final one, that was super fabulous.
Yeah, okay, I mean, since the name.
Oliver. Oliver came in super fabulous. I thought it was good for representation. A rapper, a gay rapper.
Gay rapper.
Coming in with color combinations I never seen before. I did the glasses look kind of goofy, but still, it's all fashionable and trendy and all of this stuff. So I thought it was good. I like that he's on the show, and he tried to flirt. And
with
Chaz. Yeah, but I thought Chaz was, and Raven set it up like a true. That was a great.
Ja, när hon wingade ihop.
Yeah, well, great wingman moment that anybody should check out.
That was really good. Jättebra, när hon bara, så,
my work is done here.
Rummet, och så bara, klick, lämnade rummet.
Oh, she left the room, like Chaz.
Ja, så jävla bra. Gud, det där var så bra. Men Chaz blev ju lite nervös, för Chaz fikade ju den där flirten. Han var ju egentligen förlovad. Också en rolig moment var ju när någon hade åkt ut, var det Martin, jag kommer inte ihåg vem det var, det var en situation som hade hänt, folk var ledsna och Oliver typ skrev i vad heter det, chatten till alla då efter och bara såhär, Chaz, typ såhär, kan du trösta mig, typ. Han var skitarg, jag kommer ihåg den, han bara, vi är ledsna här, hur kan han vara på flirten med mig, och han blev så arg.
Chaz was a little too serious the whole show though.
Ja, jag gillade han först, men mot slutet jag var så här, jag tror
det. Yeah, he was getting a little, he was at first like a ball of anxiety.
Mm.
Just worrying about, oh my god, what is this? Oh my god, what is this alert thing? Oh my god, what is it? It's like, relax, bro.
Mm.
That's like the opposite of me, but he did well. He always was high in the ratings.
Mm.
The whole time. So I was really glad for him. But yeah, so then it comes down to the end, man. We had the final ones. We had Kashubi was gone, so we had Chaz left. We had Jennifer. We had Raven. Oliver, Raven, and Sam. And then we get down to the end. Who'd you think was gonna win once we got to the family videos and stuff?
Jag trodde att Raven skulle vinna.
Mm. I honestly thought Sam was gonna win. I said that when they were about to go in, because I knew Jennifer would use her low vote on Raven.
Mm.
And I thought that Sam would sneak in because of that, and that she was going to be number one on at least Chaz's.
Mm. Alltså när det stod där mellan, det var ju till slut Chaz och Sam som stod i finalen mot varandra. Då hoppades jag ju starkt på att Sam skulle vinna och inte Chaz. Så jag är väldigt glad att det var Sam som vann faktiskt. Mm, är du nöjd med vinnaren?
Yes, I was really glad that she won. I thought it was either Sam or Raven. They were my favorite two.
Mm.
And I was glad that Sam won. And it was just like the girl, the only catfish to ever win that people are cool with. Is the one who was playing her husband. I forget her name.
Just det. Ja, jag också. Men det var så fint. Åh, jag grät så mycket när hon ringde hem till dem sen. Till barnen. Åh, det var så fint.
After, it was like nobody even cared that she was a catfish.
Nej.
She was like good, man. Seemed like a really good person. And Sam had the same energy. That New York, take no
prisoners. Så kul när hon ringde till sin mamma och mormor där. Och bara grät. Och de var så här, de var så jävla glada. Det var så jävla fint faktiskt.
Yeah, it was nice. So I was glad with the finale, and I like that Paris got to say that Marvin could get it.
Ja, alltså det lät ju som att Raven och Marvin skulle ta det här vidare och gå på dejt, eller hur?
Yeah, I feel like, why would he want to, I don't know. I think she should use them for sex.
Yes.
Get that D,
Raven. Get that. Men alltså, ja, jag tycker bara som en, alltså, så här, intressant med den här serien ändå, just som du pratade om där i början, att alltså det är liksom inte alls en, jag tror inte det kan kosta dem mycket, att det är inte en dyr produktion. Det är ganska basic och det är egentligen ganska dåligt. Alltså det är ju inte high quality TV. Alltså jag är ju reality tv-fan. Alltså jag har ju sett det mesta. Jag älskar alla sorters reality tv-tävlingar, när det är i relationer och så här. Och den här är en av de sämsta, men också som du sa, en av de mest beroendeframkallande.
Yeah.
De har verkligen lyckats med att liksom, alltså man vill bara binge. Man kan inte sluta.
It's something about it, man.
Ja, det är helt sjukt. Hur många säsonger kommer man följa? Man kommer ju aldrig sluta kolla. Det kommer ju bara pågå.
I don't think I'll ever stop, and I would go on, and knowing that there's not, like, a lot of these shows, like, I love The Challenge or whatever, but you gotta be, like, young and strong and stuff like that, or Survivor, Survivor you could be older too, but, like, I feel like I might start trying to apply for this show.
Vet du, det vore så kul. Kan inte du snälla göra det?
I will. Yeah, that's
de
easy.
De hade ju lätt tagit med dig.
Okay. I hope I'm gonna try and see what they say.
Snälla gör det. Oj, det här var så kul. Oj, vad roligt.
Go in the circle trying to rep Sweden.
Ja, det hade ju varit skitkul.
I would be myself too.
Ja, men de hämtar ju folk från England. Då kan de hämta någon från Sverige. Varför inte?
It's in England, so I might as well just go right over there.
Just det. Det är skitnära. Det är bara ett flyg i typ 2 timmar.
Yeah. Let's do it, man. Well, that was The Circle season 5. I was really glad. I was scared Jennifer might win, but then I was like, nah, ain't nobody going. That was the only one I didn't really... That was one catfish. I was just like, nah.
Jag håller med.
I know it's not about the catfish, but I still... You know. But they played a good game, but still.
Väldigt bra. Väldigt bra.
All right. Oh, and I also... I had some love for Tom. I wouldn't have minded if Tom won.
Jag håller med. Tom hade lätt fått vinna, även om han tydligen är royal.
But Jennifer definitely sabotaged Tom.
Yep. Det där var så fult. Alltså, oj, oj, oj. Det var det jobbigaste faktiskt. Den gjorde ont i mig.
And he took it like a champ. It was just like, oh, I understand it. It's all right. It's all right.
Ja, men det var också kul där i final att han sa till dem så här. Vi kan byta plats typ så här om du vill.
Yeah.
Alltså så här.
Yeah, if you feel that bad, yeah, that's calling them out for their fate.
Om du mår så dåligt.
Yeah. All right, cuz thank you so much for doing this circle with me. I tried to get Amat to watch it. He said he hasn't tried yet. So I was like, we got to talk about it, man. But thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking about it. Appreciate it. And you my circle wife forever.
Yay!
I'm your husband. straight husband.
My husband.
You my wife, all right?
Jättebra.
My bye wife. That's the ugliest thing ever.
Oh, det var hemskt. Jag hör bara så bajs typ.
All right, bife. Hashtag bife. Hashtag, and then they be doing a long ass hashtags. Hashtag Cassandra and John best friends for the longest of ever time. Thank you for being there for me.
Oh, det är helt sjukt. Alltså the hashtags. De måste sluta med the hashtags. No, ingen
that's
använder
thing now.
Hashtags.
It's their thing now. Oh, and final shout out to Michelle Poutreau. The host. She keeps it going. Her funny commentary.
Hon är väldigt nice. Hon är väldigt cool. Yeah.
All right, Cass, thanks for coming on, and I'll holla at ya.
Tack så mycket för att jag fick vara med.
All right, thank y'all for checking us out. En grej till. I had to talk about Circle with the homie that's in my circle, our circle. And check it out if y'all haven't watched it, and let me know what y'all thought about it. Who y'all thought should have won, who y'all couldn't stand. What you think about Marvin and him trying to do his thing with his queens? Let me know what y'all thought. Let me know what you think about my Marvin impersonation. Is it problematic? I'm not Jerry myself, so don't forget that, y'all. Anyway, I'll holler at y'all in the future, and there'll be more of these Ingrid Tales. But the more we watch, the more we'll share with y'all. So thanks for checking it out. And next time, maybe Ahmad will be here. Maybe he'll be on his own. Who knows? Just one more thing. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.